The federal government is set to reduce the flow of Colorado River water to California after Southern California failed to meet a midnight deadline to reach agreement on a big water conservation plan, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Colorado River is like a big garden hose that irrigates hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland in Southern California while quenching the thirst of more than 18 million residents. Now, that garden hose has a kink in it. The federal government is making good on its threat to withhold some water from California. That will both punish the state for failing to agree on a conservation plan and leave more water for the other western states that also rely on the Colorado. The Los Angeles-based Metropolitan Water District stands to see the biggest cutback, 415,000 acre-feet this year, or enough to supply nearly a million homes. Even so, CEO Ron Gastelum says there's enough water in storage and from Northern California to keep bathtubs and drinking fountains from drying up in the short run.
I don't think there'll be any impact felt by residents in urban Southern California. The water supplies are there, and we will provide the service for the at least next couple of years.
Still, Metropolitan and other water agencies are disappointed that it's come to this. Just a few weeks ago, they thought they had an agreement that would help California conserve water and keep the federal government from tightening the knob on the spigot. At the heart of that deal was a plan for San Diego to buy water from farmers in the Imperial Valley. But in early December, the farmers balked. They were worried how the deal would affect their local farm economy, and also that they'd be saddled with big bills for resulting environmental problems. Weeks of frantic negotiation followed the farmers' rejection, and late yesterday a revised transfer agreement was narrowly approved. But by then, Gastelum says it was too late for other water agencies to consider the farmers' proposal in time to meet last night's deadline.
They have considerably upped their demands. You know, once we understand what they are, I think everybody will need to evaluate whether that's doable.
In the meantime, the federal government is planning to cut the farmers' water supply as well. The cutbacks could trigger a new water war in this desert region, where water has often been the subject of long-running lawsuits. But Gastelum hopes the federal government's new tactic will have a persuasive effect instead.
I think it may actually help the parties recognize that coming together and making the agreement is a better course of action than what we're facing.
Interior Secretary Gail Norton agrees that even though the deadline has come and gone, if California agencies make a deal, the state could see its water flow from the Colorado River restored. Scott Horsley, NPR News.